Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus, skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Die tweede fase van operasie Vulindlela het gister formeel afgeskop. President Cyril Ramaphosa het aangekondig dat die fase 'n sterk fokus sal hê op die verbetering van dienslewering by plaaslike owerhede en metros. Nou, operasie Vulindlela is in 2020 van stapel gestuur as 'n vennootskap tussen die presidentsie en die nasionale tesourie met die doel om strukturele hervormings te versnel om die ekonomie vinniger te laat groei. Nou, dit het, soos ek gesê het, in 2020 ontstaan nadat die COVID-19 pandemie so 'n verwoestende impak op die ekonomie gehad het, maar die plan het op sekere opsigte baie goed gewerk en dit het tamelik ekonomiese groei laat versnel en dit is ook tans een van die regering se belangrikste hervormingsinisiatiewe. Rudy Dix is op die lyn, hy is hoof van projekbestuur in die presidentie en dit speel 'n sentrale rol in die inwerkingstelling van operasie Vulindlela. Rudy, thank you so much for your time tonight. The first phase of the operation of Operation Vulindlela has been credited with some key successes. Now, phase two will focus on local government. What exactly is the plan?
Yes, and thank you, Rick, for inviting me. And jammer dat ek nou nie in Afrikaans gaan praat. Ek dink ek my Afrikaans vir die dag klaar gemaak. So please just accept that I'm going to speak in English.
No, and
of course, some of these words are complex, and I'm trying to figure out how to translate them. So apologies to your listeners as well. Absolutely. So thanks so much. Yes, one of the additional reforms that we'll focus on is local government, and that's an important. In your insert, I thought it was a critical point that you make around. Ultimately, what you want is that's the coalface of delivery. What you want at the end of the day is to ensure that we can provide better services, basic services. Water is the big focus first. Electricity distribution is the big focus first. Professionalization of the bureaucracy, very important, because at that level also you have the, you know, you have this intricacy between, you know, the political leadership and the actual people that work there, and you got to separate that, right? As public servants, you got a job to do. You're not signed on the basis of an electoral period, as well as the revenue models for municipalities. And of course, we haven't really reformed our local government policy framework since the dawn of democracy. So these are going to be critical areas. And I just want to say, you got to acknowledge upfront, it's complex. Local government is one of the spheres of governments that has very strong constitutional powers, that has very strong legislative powers. And we've got to develop a collaborative framework that understands how we're going to impact on society broadly and deliver better services from a municipality and from metros going forward.
Well, I think many people are excited because local government many municipalities are just, or service delivery is just virtually non-existent.
Absolutely.
I saw a report that classified around 66 municipalities as totally dysfunctional, 44 are already under administration. To what macro or what micro level will Operation Vulindlela get involved to get or to turn around service delivery, because that is probably one of the single most severe threats or limitations of economic growth. So can you maybe give us an example? If there's a dysfunctional municipality, how will Operation Vulindlela phase to have a positive impact on that municipality?
Absolutely, right. Now, remember, we've got over 260 municipalities, and of course, you got to take even if you decide on wanting to develop interventions that support the delivery of services, it is impossible. You'll have to set up a new government structure to be able to do that. So you got to think about what is important and what the prioritization would be. The reform that we identified was to identify first and foremost the metros, because that is where 65% of the South African population live, and that's going to be quite critical for us. We have instances where we've done some support and delivery. More recently, the president, for example, launched the Itikwini Presidential Working Group to deal with some of the water challenges over there, some of the challenge around other services, for example, and generally to talk about how we can deal with issues relating to making that a better a tourism hub again. We've been working with the municipality and the province, the KZN province, since February last year, and some initially some good successes, some confidence, significant confidence with that. More recently, the president announced the Johannesburg working group, and this was a public event where, of course, we will learn from eThekwini. We're now in the process of implementing some of those important reforms and changes to ensure that that happens. Now, that's critically important lessons learned that we can apply in other municipalities. Ultimately, we can't legislate to force municipalities. We've got to work in the intergovernmental relations through a collaborative approach, through understanding that what we've got to do through all three spheres of government is to work together to ensure that, you know, at a national level, if energy works pretty fine and we have supply, we cannot have load shedding at a distribution level or at the municipal level because we haven't invested or we haven't maintained or we haven't developed sustainable utilities to be able to do that. So those are two good examples, but I think it's important for us to be able to ensure that we take it in stride and ensure that we focus on the metros first, secondary cities, and then we got to deal with some of the other municipalities that are going to be quite critical.
I think many people will say, you know, this is the presidency and the treasury cannot manage metros and municipalities. That is the actual job of those local government institutions.
Yes.
And the reason why there's such poor service delivery is there are officials who are not qualified and able to do the job themselves. Is it the quick solution not to try and instill more skills in those local government structures so that the job is done by the person who should be responsible for it?
Absolutely. And one of the reforms that you'd see, one of the actions in the reforms is the professionalization and ensuring that we place competent and capable people in the senior leadership positions of the municipality. And in particular, the focus there, it says, can we get the right city manager in? Does the city manager have the competency and capability? Similarly, the chief financial officer, if those are the two key positions to be able to ensure that the municipality must function. Our job is not to come there and to run the municipality. Sorry, I got to fix that perception. But it's about supporting them to do their job much better and enhancing the ability. What we can do from the presidency and national treasury is our convening power, our ability to bring government together at a local level. And I think that's an important part. We're not going to deliver. We're not going to implement. It's supporting and getting the right people in to do that. So a key focus is that professionalization. Ons moet die regte mense kry in die pos, right? So that they're able to fulfill their professional functions and support the bureaucracy and the delivery of services going forward, irrespective of the electoral cycle. You know, that comes and goes. But professional city managers, CFOs or executives or directors, they must be appointed on the basis of the competency so that we can continue to support services and service delivery for our citizens and for businesses.
Yeah, I think many people are really positive about this because Operation Vulindlela has already proven that it has been successful. You know, the first phase focused on electricity, water, logistics, digital communications, and you know, the visa administration process. So hopefully, we can speak in 6 months and already speak about some short-term wins. But Rudy, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Rudy Dix. Hy is hoof van projekbestuur in die presidentie.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.